AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's the day after Milton in Florida.
We did not get the worst case scenario, but we did get hit, and we're going to have to work to bounce back.
Flooding is still an issue in many areas around Tampa. Governor Ron DeSantis says there is a lot of debris.
If you have debris interacting with power lines, don't mess with it. People will come and be able to get that handled.
DeSantis says he's worried about fatalities that can be prevented. Back-to-back hurricanes have reshaped the presidential race in the final stage. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the candidates are jumbling their schedules to address and assess the damage.
Kamala Harris is trying to use the storms as a chance to show bipartisan leadership, saying she's spoken with state and local leaders in affected states.
Both Republican and Democrat, to let them know we will be with you every step of the way as you recover.
While Donald Trump's ripped the federal response in GOP-dominated states like North Carolina.
They've let those people suffer unjustly.
Both Harris and President Biden have been calling out Trump and Republicans for spreading misinformation about the response.
Get a life, man. Help these people.
Meantime, the storms have also scrambled the voting process in some key areas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A survey of female voters by KFF shows abortion has passed inflation to become the top issue in the presidential election for women younger than 30 since Kamala Harris replaced Joe Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket. Lebanon says an Israeli airstrike killed two Lebanese soldiers. It comes just hours after Israeli troops fired on the headquarters of United Nations peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. Relatives of some of the 346 people who died in two crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX planes are in court. Their lawyers are asking a federal judge to throw out a plea agreement Boeing struck with federal prosecutors. This is AP News. North Korea is accusing South Korea of flying drones to its capital to drop anti-North propaganda leaflets.
And is threatening to respond with force if such flights occur again. The South has issued a vague denial of the allegation. The North's foreign ministry said in a statement on Friday that South Korean drones were detected in the night skies of Pyongyang on October 3 and Wednesday and Thursday this week. The ministry has accused the South of violating North Korea's sacred sovereignty and threatening its security, and said its forces will prepare all means of attack and respond without warning if South Korean drones are detected in its territory again. I'm Charles Duledesma.
At least two workers at a Houston-area oil refinery were killed after hydrogen sulfide leaked at the plant, setting off urgent warnings for nearby residents to stay indoors. The area is now considered safe. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.